Okay, here we are. Then it's a Thursday, and Monday we did quite a serious topic with Andy Knight. Tuesday we did quite a serious topic. We were talking about politics, and yesterday we were talking about that school.
That school.
So today we're going to keep it nice and light, and we are going to be talking about, you know, a few subjects that have come up this lunchtime and in the last 24 hours. It's been launched. It's the you're going to get really excited about this, Max. Max is in the middle of rebooting her iPhone.
Can't offload
the update. Yeah, just flick that button there, and it should. I don't know how you manage with your phone. Already, what's it doing now? It's gone back to normal now, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it has.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, the iPhone, is it 7, Jazz?
7, yeah.
iPhone 7 was launched yesterday. Lots of excitement, but look at Maxine's face. No excitement there about iPhone 7 whatsoever. What's your phone doing now?
I've just got a reply to this message. I'm still listening.
You're still you're replying to a message? Oh, so somebody sent you a private message.
Yeah, it's really important. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
So your phone
we're talking about phones.
It's rebooted and you're back to normal.
I'm back in the room.
Okay, you're back in the room. Tell us about iPhone 7, Jazz.
Well, they're brand new colours for a start. New jet black. They're now water resistant. So it says splash and water resistant. So I don't know if you can drop it in a pond and it will still survive. Or it doesn't tell me exactly...
I like the way you kept that clean there, because most people, if they drop it in water, 9 times out of 10, it's in their pocket. If they stand up when they get off the loo, it might just sort of slip out, slip down the loo, and that's it. So is it loo-proof? Just a question.
Well, I haven't, you know, I mean, I'll try it when I get it. Maybe I'll just drop it down and see if it works, but...
Don't do that. is the Samsung, this is a Samsung that's also waterproof as well.
Yeah.
Is that actually waterproof?
Yeah,
or
they've been
like...
waterproof for about 2-3 editions of the phone now. Like, I think it was the Samsung Galaxy S5, which was the first waterproof one. I might be wrong, though.
So is it loo-proof?
Yeah.
It is loo-proof.
The advert for the Samsung Galaxy, you can actually drop it in a sink, which is a very clean sink. And it's kind of like the advert, they shows them washing up, but the water is completely clear, and you're just like, no, you didn't want you weren't washing up at all. You're just pretending.
Okay, but they're just proving the point that it is waterproof.
Yeah, it is waterproof.
So what about this? Are they making it very clear that the iPhone 7 is waterproof or not?
They say it's splash and water resistant. So
is that the? That's not the same.
It's
is
a
it?
Posh way of saying if you flick some water on your phone, it'll be fine for a bit.
Yeah, but if you flick some water on your phone now, as long as it don't go in one of the holes, you're fine, aren't you?
Pretty much.
So that's a bit of a that needs clearing up, doesn't it? Mm. That needs some clarity, because the phone, the watch is the same, isn't it? The watch is coming out as well. Apple Watch 2.
Yeah.
And that is that's.
I
also,
wouldn't want one.
You wouldn't want one?
No.
Why wouldn't you want one?
Well, I think they're ugly anyway. For start off, just wouldn't want one. I'm not that fussed about having all singing and dancing phone anyway, even, you know what I mean? So why would I want to watch?
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean, and I do know that the more you get into it, the more you think, why am I paying £599?
Yes, can go on holiday.
Exactly, but you only got that holiday for 2 weeks, and then you've got to come back.
Yeah, but then again, they'll bring a new phone out to replace. You
know, you've got your bags there ready. You're going on holiday now. You're getting all ready. We've still got another 52 minutes to go, you know.
Oh, no. No, I mean, that's good. What I mean is, I know mine's going to make a noise. I was trying to cover it up.
I love the way that you're so switched on with technology. Instead of just flicking a button and turning
it off,
you've put it in a bag, inside a bag.
Silent.
In a bag and a bag and a
bag.
It's
too late doing it.
And
what do I do now?
Flip that there. Down there like that.
Oh,
that's
well.
It.
This, that button there.
Yeah.
And it turns it on silent.
Oh, hang on. I just need to, yeah. Silent.
Oh,
I'm too silent.
Flick that switch there.
Will it switch it off?
No, it just turns it off.
Sure.
Yeah. Down like that. Just
if you could see this.
It's gone silent.
Oh, yeah, it's gone silent. Look. See?
Magic.
The new iPhone will begin at £599 with the new iPhone 7 Plus version starting at £719. I'm guessing that's the one with the bigger
Plus.
Space on it. The Plus, is it? Pre-orders start on Friday and will ship on September the 16th in 30 different countries, including the US, the UK and Australia. The iPhone 7 kills off the headphone socket, Max.
Yes.
Kills off the headphone. Do you ever listen with your headphones
or not?
Hang on,
I've got that in the paper. Yeah.
Have you?
It's something about they're going to ask you to pay £120 for some things that go in your ears. What's they called? They called
AirPods.
Mm. I mean iPod. No, what are they called?
AirPods.
They're called AirPods.
What are they calling them? AirPods.
AirPods. Why aren't they called AirPods?
Well, they're supposed to be because they're completely wireless, and you stick them in your ear and you'll be fine. And they connect straight to your phone, and you can use Siri with them, so you can, you know, you won't even have to pick your phone up to ask where the nearest restaurant is, or you know, what the weather's like, even though you're probably outside already. But
that's gone right over your head, isn't it?
Weather and all that.
Well, yeah, you can
just
ask.
Put your head outside the door and see. Can't
you can see, can't you?
Do you know what?
But you see, I've got the weather app and I look at it on here.
But going back to those little earbud things, are they earbud or earbud?
AirPods.
See, they've made a mistake there. They should have called them earbuds, ear sound buds.
The older editions are called earbuds. The ones that I have my pocket,
but I won't get them. The wired ones.
They're pods.
How long do you reckon it'll be before? Because Maxine, you probably don't know Maxine. She works in a jeweller's, and I reckon it won't be long before we get these earbud thingies without the cables, and they'll be like become a jewellery fashion thing, and they'll like be silver plated, and they'll you could attach them to your ears. It won't be long before we get to that stage.
Well, you can order the
do it first then. And what? Then we'll patent it, the idea together.
It's a great idea, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'd be worried about losing them, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because they're really like little things. And
yeah,
they're not attached to wires anymore.
No, and they only go in a small little box, which can control it, so...
All right.
So it's a bit...
Okay, so that's new, and everyone's going to be talking about this, with the exception of some people, because they're not that bothered about it at all.
I'm not bothered about it. Well, can we talk about something else now?
Yeah, we're going to, because obviously... I don't know what you're doing. You're on your phone now.
Because you know what the problem is?
Complaining about us talking about phones.
And I haven't paid my phone bill.
You haven't paid your phone bill. Right, okay. But they're now waterproof and dustproof. The home button has force feedback. Now, I haven't got a clue
what that means.
Do you know what force feedback is?
From what I listen to, I might be wrong though, so this is just, you know, it's where you put your thumb on it, and it Touch ID, you know, you've got Touch ID on the later editions of iPhones,
yeah,
and it gives you the feedback on exactly what percentage of that, I think it's what percentage of the Touch ID is on there.
Oh, right.
But that might be speculation, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Lost on me.
You don't care.
Apple use a lot of big words to describe very simple things, like splash and water resistant. They could have just said waterproof, but it's just Apple. Really.
See, I don't think it's water resistant. I think it's just splash proof. I think they've cheated us a little bit there.
Mm.
I'm a bit disappointed actually. So the AirPods, do they have to be charged up, these things?
Yeah, they last for 24 hours. They have 24 hours charge, and then you have to put them back in their holder, and that holder will charge them.
Oh, crikey, so you've got to charge these ear things up, then?
Yeah.
See, look at the little face of it.
Because obviously
more
they don't
electric.
Have the wires, do they? So they can't manually connect to anything.
More electric. Is this going to interfere with the TV?
No
with
idea.
The signal and
maybe.
Stuff? Anyway, the other thing, you may have heard this as well, is that there's a lot of people that have broken the iPhone 6, and the glass, the front, gets shattered.
It's expensive to replace, I would think.
They are. Mm. So do you think they've done that deliberately? So they're like more... So people buy this thing for £569 or whatever it is. They break the front and then they've got to go and get it fixed. So they build them quite brittle. Have you heard of this problem? There's a number of kids that have been on the four-piece course. They've come in. One girl, she even had... It was quite funny. She'd cracked the screen, and because there were some sharp edges, she wrapped it in cling film. And so many other people that I know have had, they've dropped the phone and it's cracked and it's shattered and they've just got this like broken glass effect, because it's that phone is kind of fragile.
Well, iPhones are a running joke of they have smashed phones and smashed screens, and like that's why case companies make so much money, because frankly, if you don't put a case on an iPhone, you're going to smash it. Mm. It's just the way it's going to happen. I've smashed about 6 or 7 iPhones.
When you say smashed, it sounds like you've taken a hammer to them and smashed. Do you mean drop them or broken?
I dropped them in snow. One of my first ever iPhone, the iPhone 4S, I dropped it in snow. And snow isn't particularly... It was not hard snow either. It kind of went through. And I picked it back up and it was smashed all the way through. And I didn't know how. Because it didn't hit anything on the way through. It just kind of went through into the snow and just smashed.
Sad.
They're so easy to smash.
The iPhone 7 and the new Apple Watch, then, is it a plus or a negative for you? Are you can't wait to get one, or you'll wait and see?
I'm really fussed.
You're not really fussed?
I am an Apple fan, but I don't have disposable funds to buy the new ones as soon as they come out, so I tend to just wait a couple of years and get
it. I'm a bit of a child when it comes to it. I have said
you like gadgets.
I really do need that Apple Watch 2, because all I've got is an Apple Watch 1 and it doesn't work that well. So anyway, moving on to the next topic, Maxine, what have you got?
Well, I've got one. I'm a bit sad about this because I can't do this anymore, but I used to love doing it. And apparently a third of parents admit to rushing bedtime stories to their children.
Oh, right.
And I used to find that time real quality time, and even make up stories and just love sort of that little time, you know, with them before they went to sleep. It says one in three parents are so tired they skip page or rush through bedtime stories. A whopping 32% admitting skipping a chapter or two while reading to their children. Another one in three said they even rush through the entire book. Another thing of the past, I suppose, but I just think it's a nice thing to do, and they grow up too quickly anyway.
Yeah, when was the last time you sat down with your young
man?
Well,
he's 13 now, so...
Well, you still be able to read them a bedtime story, shall we?
No, not at that age, really? For goodness sake. No, I'm talking, like, probably up to about, I don't know, 8, something like that. But it says the top books, the top book came out, I never heard of it, called The Gruffalo was the top one that they do read. Winnie the Pooh was second, and BFG was third.
Right.
It's that age group, isn't it?
I remember my son saying, can you read me a story, Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Which one do you want read? Harry Potter, all of it.
Oh, all volumes.
Away you go.
Yeah. I used to make a story that was passed on to me called Banana Tom, funny enough.
Banana Tom?
Yeah, it's a made-up story.
So you used to make them up as well, then?
No, my nanny used to tell me this story about Banana Tom when he used to sleep over.
Yeah.
And I've passed it on to my children.
So come on, tell us.
It's just about his kid that goes to a party.
Hang on, we've got to sit down, cross-legged, all right?
No, you've got to get in a bed. Right. I've got to tuck you in.
All right, hang on.
Make sure you brush your teeth.
Just lay back, yeah. Go on, ask me those questions then.
No, those questions. Have you brushed your teeth?
How do I have to?
Sit up.
I'm laying back. No. I'm waiting for the story.
Do you know, I can't remember. It's basically about this kid who goes to a party and he gets there too early. And he waits, and he's hungry, so he just keeps eating these. He sees these bananas, he keeps eating banana after banana. I told you, it's not very good. And then I think he falls asleep because he's eaten too many bananas and has this dream that he's a banana. And then he wakes up, and when after he's woken up, he's missed the party. But obviously, you know, I adapt it.
Yeah.
You've not dropped off, though, have you?
No. I think that would have worked on me, though. I must admit.
Now I'll say night-night.
Yeah, night-night.
Was it? Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Next time I'll read me home.
Yeah, and then you say don't let the bed bugs bite. I mean, to frighten kids to death.
Yeah. Bed bugs in here?
Yeah.
Bedtime stories? Do you ever have bedtime stories told you?
Yeah, when I was like 7 or 8.
Maca still has them. Don't you? It's just different version now, different books.
I don't think we ever got that.
No.
No.
Oh,
I don't think we ever got that. No, we had to amuse ourselves. I
was going to say, I bet kids get sent to bed with a tablet now. Read it, a Kindle or whatever, read it yourself.
Yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up, a tablet. Yeah, I'll take that. Take that and you will go to sleep.
We know what I mean. See, I'm techie.
Not. Count backwards from 10. Go on. 10, 9.
Yeah.
It's worked.
Oh.
All right, so...
So, Dinah, another thing that's going. Old-fashioned, call me old-fashioned if you like.
Bedtime stories.
Mm.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think that, you know, maybe the two subjects that we've talked about, technology and bedtime stories, they are kind of connected, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, then, so, what do you fancy? Breast reduction?
Do I need one?
No, there's still here. Could you be allergic to your man?
Oh, go on, do that.
Could you be allergic to your husband, as well as shampoo, wine, and even your home?
Oh, this is getting depressing.
A condition plaguing thousands. More and more women react to chemicals found in shampoo and cream. And there's this lady from Whiteley Bay who suffers hives, wheezing, and itchy skin.
What are hives?
As a reaction to chemicals. Well, I don't know whether you can do this or not. Should I do this now? Let's see if I can do this now.
What are hives?
I'm gonna What are hives?
Does it answer your back?
Yes. It sometimes does. Commonly referred to as hives, it's urticaria. It's a kind of skin rash notable for pale, red, raised, itchy bumps. Hives may cause a burning or a stinging sensation. They are frequently caused by allergic reaction. However, there are many causes. Most cases of hives lasting less than 6 weeks are the result of an allergic trigger. So basically that's what that is. That's what a hive was. That's what it is. Anyway, this lady has done some kind of research.
Yeah.
And she suffers wheezing, itchy skin, and this is a reaction to chemicals. And she's 46, comes from Cheshire. She dyed her hair and woke the next day to find that she had a swollen head and eyes like slits.
That's quite common though, when you're bleaching your hair or colouring your hair reaction. Yeah. That's quite common.
Have you? What you've done?
Not myself, but I know it is. Because a lot of hairdressers, if you want to change your colour or something, they say, well, come and do a test, and then just do a little patch, a test on your skin to see if you're going to react. So okay. that's not common.
Now this got me hooked in purely and simply because they were saying that you could be allergic to your husband.
That's what I'm interested in.
It goes on to say that she was keen to make the best impression at a business lunch, but before she could manage as much as a hello to the man in the sharp suit beside her, her throat began to tighten and her eyes started to stream. Much to her embarrassment, this lady, Antonia, who runs a marketing company, had to make excuses and flee to the loo. After 15 minutes, it was clear that she was going to have to leave altogether. She said she was in trouble. As soon as I sat down, I could smell the aftershave wafting over from the man next to me, but it was an important lunch, so I had hope against it would be okay. So she's allergic to
his aftershave.
Aftershave, although not every brand, may contain a raft of chemicals which trigger a series of unpleasant reactions, meaning many women's partners have to be careful about even their cosmetics. My fiancé, Paul, has thrown out countless bottles, says Antonia. She can suffer hives, wheezing and itchy skin, for which she takes 4 pills a day. They cannot prevent an attack, but can help to calm the symptoms. And there's all sorts of stories here. There's all sorts of pictures here with, the hives and swollen faces and so on and so on. Some of the culprits are readily identifiable. It was routinely added to moisturisers, sun creams, shampoos, even baby wipes. Can you believe that?
Baby wipes. I use those on my face.
So you just imagine, you've got the Don. The Don's got aftershave on, and you got an allergic reaction. Just imagine if you got an allergic reaction, and that's it. It's over, isn't it?
Well, you just don't wear it. Yeah. There's a way around it.
There is a way around it. If you're listening, The Don. Anyway, this lady, Jo Gordon, she discovered she had an intolerance to PPD 4 years ago after she'd been dyeing her hair for more than 20 years. I decided to dye my hair darker and bought an over-the-counter product I'd used before, says Jo, 46, who works in an entertainment agency. The next morning, my head had swollen, my eyes had reduced to slits, and I rushed to the doctor and was put on steroids for 2 weeks. It was terrifying. I'd never experienced anything like it. So there's lots of stories out there about things that, and lots of them where they've got some kind of allergic reaction to their husband's aftershave or creams that they're wearing or so on and so forth. How wonderful is that? That's a, sorry dear, I've got a headache, and you put that aftershave on and all of a sudden they start swelling up. what a wicked mind. What else have you got there, Max?
Well, always the bridesmaid here. Apparently there's a story in the Daily Mail this week, and somebody replied to it saying, who'd want 12 bridesmaids? Well, apparently this letter says, when my brother Paul Jenkinson married Tina Frost in 1982, they had 21 bridesmaids. Then 12 years ago, when my niece Margaret Jenkinson married, they had 26 bridesmaids. And to beat that family record, when my niece Bernadette Jenkinson marries Paul Baxter this coming Saturday, the tradition will continue as she will be having 37 bridesmaids.
37?
Yeah. Oh, I would not like that. I think that's taking it away. It would be such a talking point. It'd be taking it away from the bride, you know?
Yeah, that's just ridiculous, isn't it?
I mean, isn't 37 too ridiculous anyway?
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
What was it? 12? How it this article started.
If ever I got married again, I wouldn't want 37 people there, let alone 37 bridesmaids.
No, I'm with you on that, yeah.
Yeah, just one or two, that'll
but
do.
Is this showy or what?
It is, isn't it? That's what that is. It's showy.
You know.
37 bridesmaids. Have you ever
How long's that? Yeah, I have. Yeah. About 8. I remember it and had this little bonnet thing on. I hated it.
Yeah, but because you was a bit of a tomboy.
Yeah.
I want to wear my dungarees. Yeah.
This pink... Well, it was pink, though. Pink dress with lots of big roses on it. And then a matching bonnet with all these roses on it and a great big bow under my chin. You've seen dead in it now.
When was the last time you actually went to a wedding?
Can't remember.
Do you know what? I can't either. An actual wedding where...
No.
You know,
unfortunately, it's more the other ones.
You may kiss
to.
The bride, and you know, and so on. Yeah, I can't.
Has anybody here present? Ooh, always goes quiet, doesn't it? And you get a bit tempted to shout something out.
But do you always do that thing where you over exaggerate a look behind you when they say, "Is anybody here?"
Yeah, and you always turn around, don't you?
Around.
Because in the film, that person then stands, doesn't he, in the doorway? He says, "It should have been me," or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, wrong church.
Didn't mean to ruin your wedding. Oh, my God. I wonder if anyone has done that. They must have done.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'd like to be there when they did, wouldn't you? Just for the entertainment fact.
That's why it's... Yeah, it would be... I mean, it'd be dreadful for them getting married.
Oh, God, of course it would.
Yeah, but I remember...
You only see that in soaps, don't you?
I remember when I got married, I didn't have a look around.
I didn't
have a look around.
You did?
Somebody saved me. I'm only joking. So, have you ever been a bridesmaid?
I have, when I was very young, though. When I was about a year. A year old, yeah.
A year old?
Yeah.
Good grief.
I was the only one as well, the only bridesmaid.
Oh, right, okay.
What's this thing now they say flower girl? Is that the same thing?
A flower girl?
Yeah, they say, oh, she's been a flower girl. Is that the same thing?
Not a bridesmaid.
I don't know.
See, things have changed. People used to get married on Saturday, didn't they? Everyone used to get married on a Saturday.
It was a Saturday, yeah. And now you get married on a Sunday.
You get married wherever you
any
like.
Any day you like.
Any day
where you like.
And exactly. So it's changing massively, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you got the chance to get married again, where would you go to get married? What day would you get married?
Not a Saturday.
No.
No.
It's a good day. Wasted, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a good weekend, isn't it? Might be sunny when I get in the garden.
Have it during the week. You have a day off
extra.
Work.
Yeah, extra. Get a day off. Do you know what's really popular? Because obviously a lot of people come in the shop. Is people getting married abroad. And it takes a hell of a lot of the stress out of it. Because apparently they just have this wedding planner or Thompson's or other reputable travel agents do it. And they just do the whole thing. And basically you just take your dress over there and choose your flowers, what flowers you want to carry once you're there. So they've done everything from the, you know, the whole lot. And then you've got your holiday at the same time.
Yeah. I don't know whether I'd do that or not. I don't know whether I could do that.
I wouldn't want the rest of the people there afterwards, though, would you?
No, you've got to pay for them to get there as well.
No, you don't have to pay for them. But I mean, like, you say, right, thanks for coming to my wedding. Can you clear off now?
Yeah, absolutely. You wouldn't want them there all
don't
week.
Don't want you sitting next to me by the pool.
No. My ex, Tom's mum, got married in Mexico earlier this year.
I know, you said.
Which is where we were going to get married.
Yeah, you see, she's still got that little old feeling for you.
Anyway. They all went over there and they all stayed for something like a fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, you got married. So all of these people were still there with you on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
That kind of smacks of stepped on some when the old man went on his son's hen night or stag night.
Stag.
And then, went on the honeymoon as well and ruined it too. I mean, you just wouldn't want to do that, would you?
No,
what about you, Jess? I mean, you're going to get married one day. I mean, you're going to do the whole hog, 37 bridesmaids, take all the family away.
I might go for the world record. I might
6 foot
lower.
Cake. Well, they do go over the top, don't they?
Those cakes are ridiculous. Like, I understand the reason why people have big cakes, but most of that cake isn't going to actually get eaten.
No, it doesn't.
It's just going to get thrown away. So why not bet a small cake, which is less expensive? And then I know it's all for show, but it'd be, you know, I'm quite a practical thinker. I'd have long, you know.
It's true, isn't it? You would do it so well. You have married a second time, but
yeah.
you do it differently.
Yeah,
and I think as you're older as well, how you look at it is different.
I was
different.
Asked, what cake do you want? I said chocolate
sponge.
I like chocolate cake. Yeah, yeah, we had chocolate cake. It was lovely too.
But that's it, the traditional wedding cake, and it was the three tiers, isn't it? The bottom tier was when you have the christening. Do you remember?
You're keeping it that long?
That's what it was, yes.
Well, people keep cake that long, really?
Yeah. Well, God, do you know that a piece of Princess Diana's wedding cake... Remember, we did this a few months ago. It went for, like, £200 or something, a tiny little piece. It is not edible now, because obviously she'd had her children.
That's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
keeping a cake for how long?
But people have like the cupcakes, lots of little individual cupcakes now, don't they? That seems to be the trendy thing, and chocolate fountains, don't they?
See, why
make your own sundae bars, yeah, all sorts.
Yeah,
I don't know why people put themselves out so
again,
much.
Again, it's show, isn't it?
To put on a day for for other people and your spec.
Yeah, fork out a load of dosh.
Rather than invite, you sell tickets, don't you?
Yeah.
Try and recoup some of the money you've wasted.
Well, they're long gone, isn't it? When you used to have a daughter and the dad used to say, "Oh God, I'm paying for the wedding."
I'm so glad. Mm. My son's already told me that he's never ever getting married anyway. So there you go.
You put him off then.
Probably, yeah. There's another story here that I can share with you, and it is to do with getting kids to eat different foods when they're younger. I mean, what couldn't your parents get you to eat when you were young?
Scrambled eggs.
Didn't like scrambled egg?
Mushrooms.
Vegetables? Sprouts?
No, I was fine with everything else.
Fine. See,
scrambled
eggs
used to make me...
What about you, Jess? When you were little, I'm not eating that, and well, you will. You
it was weren't. Just salad-based things like tomatoes and celery and...
Celery's boring, though, isn't it?
Lettuce.
My wife says celery is a food of the devil.
It's that one that you don't put any weight. You lose the calories before you've eaten it or something.
Yeah, because it's like chewing cardboard, isn't it? It's like chewing wet cardboard. Yeah.
Oh, God, it is.
You do. You actually lose weight.
You have to have some salt on it, don't you?
But see, that kind of ruins it a little bit.
I know.
You know, obviously it's gone from being really healthy to not. But anyway, they eat what they're given or nothing. That was an old saying that we
eat what you're given. You're not getting down from the table until you've eaten it.
Until you finish, Welsh Italian Chiapra sisters reveal how to get babies eating family meals by the age of one, and it's much easier than you think. Yes, starve the little blighters.
Liquidise it all up, don't they?
Do they? Michaela, have you been reading this then?
No, but I remember used to liquidise proper, you know, used to cook proper with carrots, broccoli or whatever and just liquidise it.
We'll find out
what's in the jars, isn't it?
We'll read on Macduff. Michaela and Emanuela share easy three-step approach by baby weaning their book baby at the table draws on the Italian tradition. The baby has what the family has, and if they don't eat, they go hungry. TV stars share 2 15-minute recipes exclusively with female.
Go on,
so
then.
Basically, they just say, we're having this, and if you don't eat it, you're just going to go hungry. And this person is 1 year old. Of course, they understand that, don't they? But apparently it works. She's the glossy haired Welsh Italian beauty who burst onto our TV screens to teach us how to cook the simply Italian way 3 years ago. Since then, she's had two children, after which she quickly found that cooking for her family wasn't quite so simple anymore. Confronted the streams of conflicting advice about what you feed a baby once they start weaning, the 34-year-old, who was a successful YouTube channel, she had a successful YouTube channel, there's a difference, with her two equally glamorous sisters, was at a loss. That was until she returned to her Italian roots for inspiration. In Italy, she says, weaning is stress-free and straightforward, and the baby eats what the family eats, and if the child doesn't eat the food in front of them, they don't get fed. That philosophy is now enshrined in a new book called Baby at the Table by Michaela. And another one of the three Chiapa sisters, 32-year-old Emanuela, who has a one-year-old, also 7 months pregnant. Not that that makes a difference. The book came across between a parenting guide and a cookbook, aims to take the stress out of mealtimes by offering an easy three-step approach to weaning the Italian way. So that'll be... babies, 1 year old, garlic breath. That ain't right, is it? They can't even clean their teeth because they ain't got any.
Gums. Garlic gums.
How daft is that? But having said that, if you've weaned them onto normal food straight away, how easy is going to get them to stick to, you know, food? How hard was it? Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, I don't like veg. You know, I remember my brother being a right pain in the backside. Me, I'd eat everything and anything. Sounds a bit like that's what you used to do.
Yeah, seriously.
But there are some people that are really, really fussy, and this is one way of dealing with it. But
it says always the vegetables, isn't it?
Well, kind of. I mean, when you think of Italian food, you're going to know it's laced with garlic, isn't it?
But it's good for you, isn't it?
Yeah, but do you want your baby stinking a garlic, having garlic bread all day?
No, because if you've all had it, you don't notice it. It's just when the one person's had it and the other person hasn't, then it's revolting.
Yeah, but when that comes out the other end as well, which you're still cleaning. You're still cleaning, by the way, at this stage. That is going to be a bit whiffy, isn't it? Garlic both ends? Come on. I had the first child out of all the sisters she had, and when I had a baby, I thought, what do you give a baby for the first time? Do you give it a slice of pizza? Do you give them baby food? I mean, it's a big thing when you take your kids and you put them on, you know, solids. That's the technical term, isn't it?
Sorry, yeah, going on to weaning them.
Going on to solids. But you would never have given them pizza, would you?
Do you know, I can't even remember what the first sort of adult food, if you like.
You'd have given them some mashed carrot, mashed sweet,
potato,
maybe.
Potato, yeah.
Maybe a bit of soft fish, I don't know, without the bones.
Without the bones.
I don't know. I mean, but you're not going to give them like spaghetti, are you?
Spaghetti carbonara.
Laced with garlic, are you, or not?
Well, I don't know. You see, my children have been sort of eating garlic from quite an early age, and they do like it as well, so...
All right, shall we take a call?
Yeah.
I think somebody's been trying to get through for the last little while, didn't
they? Somebody wants to talk to us.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate, it's me again. How are you?
We're all right, thanks. We were talking about garlic, giving garlic to babies age one.
Garlic, why not? I should imagine that the Italians do. Is it Italians or French that doesn't eat garlic?
No, it's the, both. They're both, I would imagine.
Yeah, so I should imagine that's putting the diet from somewhere. Well, let's face it, the woman's breastfeeding, he's going to experience garlic anyway, isn't it?
Oh, no, garlic
because
breasts.
Because the food, yeah, that's so
that's
true.
That's like a chicken Kiev.
Chicken Kiev.
You know, I'm sorry to lower the tone, but... it is, isn't it? While it's there sucking away, it's gonna get the influence of garlic, isn't it? You've only got to stand next to somebody.
Oh, I know. Hmm.
That's not. I mean, you make the point earlier. If you haven't eaten garlic, you don't. You're gonna necessarily smell it.
But if you haven't,
no, you don't. No, it's like smoking, isn't it? Smokers can't smell smoke.
Oh, I can.
Well, even if you smoke, but it's like sometimes you can stand next to somebody that's a smoker, and if you're a non-smoker...
And it reeks, yeah.
It absolutely smells awful. And also, they say that ex-smokers are the worst people to pick up people that can, you know, about the smell.
Yeah.
But, no, what I was phoning about was that you want about wedding food and whatnot.
Yeah, we were.
I've just wondered, is there any... Because it's called the wedding breakfast, has anybody ever had a full English reception?
They do call it the wedding breakfast. I've always wondered about that.
You know, it'd be quite unique, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Thinking about it.
What is a wedding breakfast?
That's what they say,
well,
whatever you eat.
It's the first meal after you're married, isn't it? So therefore, hence, it's breakfast, isn't it?
Oh, right.
The wedding breakfast, that's what it's called. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, it's like honeymoon. No. Why is it called a honeymoon? Why is it called a honeymoon period?
Oh, you see, I didn't know that and I've forgotten.
A honeymoon?
Yeah, when you go on honeymoon. I did...
Honeymoon.
Should we ask?
Google it.
Well, I could lower the tone because you see your honey's moon, but I don't know.
I missed that. It might have been.
It's a bit like that.
No, she's still there.
No, I'm still here.
What are we asking?
Honeymoon. Why is it called honeymoon? I didn't know this.
Why is a honeymoon called a honeymoon?
Yeah.
All right, and now it's coming up now.
I love your moon, honey.
Let me think about that.
Is it thinking about it?
A honeymoon. Why is a honeymoon called a honeymoon? A honeymoon was the month after a wedding. Why is a honeymoon called a honeymoon? Well, I don't actually say. A honeymoon is the traditional holiday taken by the newlyweds to celebrate their marriage in intimacy and seclusion.
Intimacy.
So,
all right. I know they say a honeymoon period, but you can have that in a new job, a honeymoon period.
I always thought that it was because many people like to have a June wedding and it was to do with a full moon, but no, that's
true.
That's not true. So you should get a month off then when you get married, according to this.
Well,
you just get married for the hell of it.
It's worth getting married. Yeah.
It's like when you fall out of favour with each other, you know, they say, oh, the honeymoon period's over then.
Yes,
you know,
they say that too, yeah.
Yeah, that's another phrase. But no, I don't know why anybody's never had a full English breakfast as the...
I wouldn't want it though, Keith.
Yeah, because what was that? Is it Froggy went to court and what would the wedding breakfast be? That's right, isn't it?
I don't know.
And you ever heard that song?
No.
Yeah, what would a wedding breakfast be? Something, something, cup of tea.
Oh, well, okay. It's a bit stronger than that.
I found this in
ancient... Froggy went a courting, that's the song, Ian.
It's what, sorry?
Froggy went a courting and he did ride.
Oh.
Froggy went a courting and he did ride. Saw the crystal by his hands. something like that goes.
Shoot them up, ride them out.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
You've never heard that?
No, not until then.
I think we learned it at school.
Oh, well, right.
I think you should re-release it. Kindergarten.
Type it in there, mate. Type it in there.
Oh, hang on. I'm focused on the in ancient Babylon, the father of the bride was required to provide his new son-in-law with all the mead he could drink for the first month after their marriage. Mead is an alcoholic drink made from honey.
That's right.
So this month...
That was it.
So I missed out both times. I never got a month worth of
alcohol. Do you ever have any medieval banquets over there on the island, mate?
Don't think we do, do we?
There used to be a place in Salisbury. That's all it ever did was you could put yourself into a medieval... And
that's
everybody
right.
dressed up like bucks and wenches.
That's
and
it, yeah,
you
I know.
You had the whole lot, the old pig's head, the lot.
Pig's head.
With
his apple in it.
Before we go any further.
David Carr's special guest.
Yeah, hey, Froggy went to courting, mate. You sure you've never heard of that?
Froggy went to corn.
Courting.
Courting.
I used to go courting. Look, everybody pulls me up on that. I said, me and Dawn was courting.
Yeah.
They said, don't you mean seeing each other? I said, no, courting.
Is it Froggy went courting?
Froggy went to courting and he did right. Froggy went to courting and he did right. Courting. Saw them pistol by his side. Something like that.
Here we go, Froggy went to court. Oh, right, I don't know why, but I've got Google Maps popped up and told me where the modern pantry is.
What about the French? Has it got France on there, really, Jazz?
We've gone to Froggy Pawn's Cars in St. John Street in London. Hang on a minute, that's not what I said. It actually came out as Froggy went to courting.
Yeah.
And we've gone down to London. Let me try that again. Froggy went a courting.
And he did ride. I'm sure that was
I've gone to the same place. Froggy Pawn's a courting.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, we'll come back to that song if we get time before 1 o'clock.
Please do, because you've got me... Banjax now, because I'm pretty sure I didn't, you know, invent it in my childhood's head.
Well, do you know what I thought that when I came out with something a few years ago about Uffa Puffa rice, and everyone never heard of it.
And
you think, hang on a minute, I used to eat that when I was a kid. It was my favourite cereal.
Yeah,
Uffa Puffa rice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, a trip down memory lane. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for your call,
Keith.
Cheers,
mate. Cheers now. Have a nice weekend.
Cheers now. Bye.
Bye.
The Lunchtime Social Debate is sponsored by Jobs on the isleofwight.co.uk. If you're looking for work or if you're looking for staff, please call Jobs on the Isle of Wight on 01983 564 880. Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.
The White Military and Heritage Museum. Situated on the main Cowes to Newport Road, the museum will excite your senses. Adults and children of all ages can experience the surge of adrenaline on an armoured vehicle ride around the tank track. For a real treat, why not try a ride in one of the Centurion tanks? There's also a covered rifle range to test your shooting skills. Enjoy refreshments in the cafe or the mess bar. Come along to the White Military and Heritage Museum, where you will be welcomed with open arms by our volunteer team. All profits are redistributed among armed service charities. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Coach Trip is a fast and funny new comedy about a group of people on a trip to France with coach driver George and his lovely assistant Mabel. It's by the award-winning Origins Theatre in partnership with the Royal British Legion and aims to raise funds for this year's Poppy Appeal. It promises to be a great night out for a great cause. It also features music from the 1940s and one or two surprises. It's on for just two nights at the Key Arts Centre in Newport on September the 22nd and the 23rd. You'll love it, so get a ticket and come along for the ride. But hurry, there aren't many seats left. Call 01983 822 490 or you can book online at www.keyarts.org and make sure you don't miss the bus.
The 4 P's project is for 11 to 19 year olds and up to 25 years with additional needs. Presenting, producing, promoting and podcasting. Check out www.4ps.org.uk. Sponsored by CLC, the Care Learning Centre.
You've reached the Mac residence. Sorry, but we're away for a couple of days. Leave your message after the beep and we'll get back to you.
Hello Ian, this is Roshan Boris. I hear by Little Birdie that you are taking break next week, and on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday This man called Darren Street is taking your show 10 till 1. I look forward to listening to Darren. Jean-Cui.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983-240-666 or add us on Skype. It's vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local. So local.
The Lunchtime Social Debate is sponsored by Jobs on the isleofwight.co.uk. If you're looking for work or if you're looking for staff, please call Jobs on the Isle of Wight on 01983 564 880.
Okay, and welcome back to part two of today's Lunchtime Social Debate. We are discussing an array of things. Have we got news for you? Now, there was a survey done very recently where they asked a number of children, and they weren't very old, they were quite young, probably about 8 to 11 years of age, mm-hmm. and they were asked to name the most successful person in the world.
Oh, God.
60% of children in the UK say happiness is the ultimate life goal, and we'll go down the other things that they think are really, really important, but 29% of the vote saying that one particular person was the
female.
Most famous. I mean, when you think of most famous person in the world, okay?
Queen?
You'd think that maybe? What do you think, Jazz?
President Barack Obama.
He's not a female.
No.
Oh, female.
not when he last looked, anyway.
I didn't hear the female, but sorry, that's my bad. Probably the Queen, then, yeah.
Survey of 2,000 school children aged between 5 and 16 also revealed that 26% had getting married on their first to-do list by a certain age. I love when you ask kids, because obviously you then find out what it's like in their little world. Anyway, yeah, 29% said the Queen, most successful person in the world, according to kids, most successful female, 29%. In second place, a male.
But you didn't say who the person was.
Yeah, it was the Queen.
Oh, it was the Queen.
No, you're not listening. Is there a different time zone over there?
Sorry.
Okay, second person.
Kim Kardashian.
It's a male.
Oh,
which
right.
I also said. Which I also said as well.
I'm sorry.
So if we just push
David
a button
Beckham.
Now, we'll bring it up to date. 18%. David Beckham's absolutely
I swear
right.
I haven't seen this either. Yeah, David Beckham,
and,
okay.
And the next one? Who do you think the next
female,
most famous?
Is it?
It's a female. I'm going to give you a clue. Yeah, it's a female. Any ideas, Jazz?
Pop star, is it?
No.
I'm surprised.
No.
Female. Sports person, is it?
Clue? No, she's not a sports person.
Have a clue.
She's a writer.
Oh, J.R. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling. 13%. In fourth
That's
place.
That's unusual.
It is, but then you can kind of understand it because, let's be honest, have you, I mean, you're 20, 21 years old.
I grew up on the Harry Potter books.
I was just going to ask that question. Yeah. You've read them all?
Yeah.
So, in your, having read all those books and seen what she's massively achieved, because she's achieved massive...
Now what she's worth.
Exactly. do you look at J.K. Rowling and think, wow, what a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, so she's an inspiration.
From single mother and all that business, didn't she? Hard up and blah,
inspiration. Blah. That's what you said. An inspiration, which is lovely to hear. Next one down, not quite so an inspiration. A bit more of a pain in the backside. Who stripped stripping the music cupboard bare? That's how one way I would term. What? Who do you think that is? It's a male. Fourth most famous person or successful person on the planet, according to 2005
Justin
to 16.
Bieber?
No, he is on the list. Someone has ruined music.
Wouldn't be Kanye West, would it?
Mm. He wants to be president, doesn't he?
How many people would have heard of him? Kanye West.
He's got some rift going on with Taylor Swift, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's having an argument with him over the song.
Who is it?
Simon Cowell.
Oh, you don't like Simon Cowell, do you?
No, look what he's done for music. He's ruined it. He's sucked the life out of it. I'm getting daggers from Jazz.
No, you're getting agreement. Yeah, agreement good. Daggers. They're agreement daggers.
Oh, good, because let's be honest, we mentioned two of those.
Me too much.
Two of those idiots that one of his happened on his program.
Jedward.
I mean, what a complete waste of time they are.
No, but that was the public voting for them, not him.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
Next one down. More recent. This is more recent.
What do they do?
This guy is he's done something no one else is ever going to do in our lifetime.
What, gone to space?
It's
Tim Peake.
Tim Peake, 7%. 7% wanted, thought Tim Peake was the most successful man on the planet, successful
but
person.
But kids did want to be an astronaut or a train driver or a policeman years ago, didn't they?
They did. What did you want to be when you left school, when you were at school? When
I
you
wanted to be a policewoman.
You wanted to be a policewoman.
But now kids say they want to be famous.
Yeah, exactly. We'll turn to that in a moment, but when you say you wanted to be a police, why didn't you become a policewoman?
I'd be letting them all off. Because I don't like confrontation. So I'd say, all right, Sonny, run along now. Just don't do that again, like. I'd be crap.
I can see you. There's some bloke coming out
I'd
of someone's house.
I'd run the other
house.
Way.
I could just see this happen. This would be a great comedy sketch. Someone's coming out of someone's coming out of a house with a great big 42-inch screen. And you're saying...
With the swag.
Yeah.
Do you want a hand?
Do you want me to... I would have to do that. Yeah, it's Darren. Yeah. I would have to do that. Yeah, I'd be running in the opposite direction.
You'll never guess who the next one is.
Female?
No, male. Just given up his post. A couple of months ago.
Oh, Ed Balls. No, not Ed Balls. Given up his post?
Just given up his post. Probably the most important role in Britain apart from the
David
Queen's
Cameron.
Role. David Cameron.
David Cameron?
David Cameron.
Would they even know who David Cameron is? Or was? Well,
they probably would. They probably would. He's the man that runs the country.
But if you ask them, when you ask them on those kids' programmes, who's a prime minister or whatever, they come out with something totally
Mr. Tumble or something like that.
Yeah, well, he wasn't he, Mr. Tumble?
He's just handed in his resignation.
Yeah.
You've now got
Do
Mrs.
See what
Tumble
I'm
doing it now.
I'm not sure if my Harry'd know who the prime minister is.
Really?
Do you know what? I've forgotten who is the prime minister. I have forgotten.
Go on. Who is the prime minister, Jazz?
Theresa May.
There you go.
She's the prime minister. When did that happen?
There you go.
Hey? I'm being serious. When did that happen?
Oh, you've had a couple of holidays this year, haven't you? It happened a couple of weeks after David Cameron resigned, back in June. So it would have been late June, so it could have been in July.
She Labour?
So it's only a couple of months since she's been the Prime Minister.
Oh, my God.
She's not Labour, no.
She's not Labour. <Conservative. laughs>
Sorry, where have you been this summer?
I really didn't know.
When she walked into the number 10, it was like, the kind of Star Wars Darth Vader music just kind of should have been like radiated through, but it wasn't. It was quite disappointing. But
so did people have to vote for her then? Have we had to go to vote?
No, she just got brought in.
She just got brought in, yeah. Anyway, the picture of this, I've got this vision in my head now. I'm going to go back about 2-3 years. Maxine's been doing the Friday show for years and years and years. Obviously, we used to do the Friday show.
On Friday with the floozy.
And some bloke came in. He was a guest on the show that day. He turned to Maxine. He was quite, you know, sat in her usual place by the microphone, own headphones, you know, bit of a giveaway. He turned to you and said, "What are you doing here then?" Now, I just picture the scene, you visiting number 10 and popping in. And Theresa May answered the door and said, "Who are you?
Who are you?" Are you a squatter? I did not know that.
Can you believe? I mean, the Queen, yes. David Beckham has been famous for so many years. J.K. Rowling sold so many books. Simon Cowell, he's on every television programme. Tim Peake, yes. I mean, he was huge this year when he did what he did. David Cameron, possibly. Justin Bieber. Taylor Swift.
No, I can see
they're
it.
They're on these lists. I mean, they're just singers.
I can see it.
I see the exact reason, because they're so famous. And
it's the pop star business. I mean, kids did used to say pop star, but now it's a celebrity, isn't it?
Name me a Taylor Swift hit.
Don't know. Mind you, I didn't know Theresa May was Prime Minister.
Sorry?
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Did you struggle with that? Did you think, oh, blimey, he's asking me a toughie?
No.
Name another one.
I can get it.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm having to think. I've got Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
You've got
Shake It Off.
Trouble.
Oh yeah, Trouble.
Yeah,
I remember now. Mo Farah was next on the list with 3%, and the one that was in 10th place was the one that is she the new Prime Minister?
That's terrible, isn't it?
So kids knew, but you didn't. Kids aged 6 knew that you didn't.
Is she popular?
Hang your head in shame.
I've never done that before. I don't know what. Is she popular then?
Well, according to this. 2% out of well, you know, it's not that popular, I wouldn't have thought. But anyway, top 10 things that you should have nailed before your 30th. They're asking children to come up with,
get married.
5 to 16. The first thing, most important, was be happy.
That's nice.
That's nice to hear. 47%.
Encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah. The next one down, not quite so.
Famous.
No.
Rich.
Yes. Earn lots of money. The next one down.
Give me the
is,
money, honey.
Is you mentioned job.
Celebrity.
Have an exciting job. So I'm guessing some kind of celebrity status, football, film star, whatever.
A lot of boys want to be footballers, don't they?
This is a good one. 32% wanted to go to university.
Oh.
Only 28% said done well at school. 26% get married. So if you're that age and you're thinking that many people are thinking of getting married at that age. When did you first think I'm going to get married, have children?
No. Wasn't on my agenda.
Wasn't on mine either. I must admit, I still believe that when most men will think, and you might disagree, but most men won't think about becoming a father until it's actually born. Until that child is taken home and you've now got to look after it.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
Because most women will probably think, when they get to a certain age, they'll be thinking, I'm going to be a mum one day.
No, I didn't think like that either.
Didn't you?
Oh my God, I love it for the world. I absolutely love it.
But then you were a bit of a tomboy and you used to wear dungarees.
I didn't leave home until I was 29. Well, yeah. So what hope was there for me?
See, don't laugh, Jazz. That's absolutely true.
No, I was true.
29.
Yeah. And then my mother changed the lock, so I finally had one because she was fed up with me.
Have lots of friends.
You see, that you don't have to have a lot of friends. That's this Facebook, isn't it? How many followers and friends you've got. Because they're not half of them are friends, are they?
Okay. You see so many people out, like so many kids on Facebook at the age of 12.
You've just got to be 15, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to be 13 to go on Facebook. And they're not, like, thousands and thousands of followers, all complete strangers.
Yeah.
All could be, like...
Who do you know who these people are?
Yeah.
What, these youngsters? What, do you want to go around and kick them?
Do you know what? Apparently, it was in the paper, it takes 18 minutes to groom a child.
Groom a child? How dreadful is that?
Mm.
The next one is travel the world.
That's quite good.
Have kids and have a pet.
So have a pet?
When you were that age then, you're still not 30 yet, so what would you want to nail? I don't like the use the expression nailed. Top 10 things kids think you should have nailed before your 30th.
Achieved.
Achieved. Is there anything? You've got 9 years to go, by the way.
Mm. Yeah, I'd like to go to university and get myself a qualification.
Okay. And why can't you?
Sorry?
Why can't you? Because you can do anything if you really want to.
I want to find the right time to go to there, hopefully before I'm 30, but, you know, if it happens after I'm 30, it happens.
Well, you're a bright, intelligent lady, and we're going to spend more time in the coming weeks because you're going to be on the four-piece course. Mm. There's no hope for Max.
No. No hope. No Bob hope. Nothing. I don't even know how to do my work with my phone, do I?
Well, you do now. We've shown you.
And I didn't even know who the Prime Minister was, and I can't believe that.
When you go home, make yourself feel better. Ask
your
son. I'm
going to ask Harry.
Ask your son. Who's what, 13, 14?
13, yeah.
Ask him, does he know
who the Prime Minister is?
The current Prime Minister is. And if you've got to tell us. You've got to come back and tell us.
I'll tell you. I'm honest. I'll tell you.
So, because you're the only person that I know that didn't know the reason why he wasn't the Prime Minister. All right, okay.
I thought it was like Jeremy Corbyn.
Hey, look, thanks for being there, Max.
Oh,
you brighten up
things
my day.
Things haven't changed, have they?
Nothing's changed at all. Thank you for being there, Jazz. We'll see you next week. And hopefully we'll see you very soon, Max. Stand by, because with the New Look Thursday Afternoon Show, it's Darren Street. And he's a man that normally brings in ice creams.
I know.
Can't see any. Anyway, next up is Chris Sullivan doing a New Look Afternoon Show because there's no ice creams. I'm joking. Darren is with you next. Stay tuned. He's here with the afternoon show, and I'm pretty sure he's got a few surprises up his sleeves. And let's hope that they are ice creams.
This is Vectis Radio.